Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. Today, I'm joined with Max's grand champion from the January Challenge, Howard Goods. Howard, how are you doing today, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm really well. Howard, look, I'm really excited to spend a little bit of time chatting with you. Look, mate, it's only been a couple of days since you found out that not only did you make the top 50 in the January Challenge, not only did you take out the top 10, you took out first place, and you are now the final Max's grand champion from that January Challenge before we transition into the new M Challenge. So, Howard, mate, how has the past couple of days been for you?
It's actually been quite surreal. Not for 1 minute did I actually think I would win the challenge. I've been on cloud nine. I've been floating around and just absolutely enjoying every minute of life. It's also coincided with a couple of good life events for me because my daughter graduated from uni and things like that. So my eating and exercising hasn't been as good as what it should have been over the last 2 weeks. But this week I'm back in the saddle and sort of pressing onwards.
No, so good, so good. Now, Howard, we announced you as our winner on the awards night, which was live streamed to our Facebook social hub. Did you get a chance to watch that?
I actually didn't, Steve. I was away for business at the time. And I was stuck in a hotel room in Townsville and was watching footy and on TV and sort of jumped on my phone, just had a look to sort of see when the top winners were going to be announced. I thought I might have a chance at the top 10, but I never thought I'd win. So I looked at my phone and sort of I saw that the winners were going to be announced at roughly about half time on the footy. And so I was sitting there quietly. Next thing, I get a phone call from my son and said he wanted to send me something. And so I said, no problem, grab my phone. And he sends me a picture and I see it's my before and after shot from the challenge. And I was looking, why is he sending this to me? And then next thing I saw the word winner above my picture. And I was like, hang on, what's going on here? Did I win? And I, like I say, I was totally taken aback by what happened. I never in my wildest dreams did I expect to win. You know, as I say, when I started out on the challenge, I set myself an initial goal of, you know, if I was lucky, top 50. When I saw the results of the top 50, I thought maybe I'm in with a shot at a top 10. But like I said, I'm not for 1 minute did I ever expect to win.
Well, look, Howard, I must say, you know, you should be so proud of the effort that you put in. Your results completely blew us away. And I do believe that you received the most public votes in the public voting that we had, but because you were our winner, we gave that public vote to the next eligible person. So it wasn't just our judges, it was our entire community which voted for you to be our grand champion. So mate, it's a surreal experience, but you know, you definitely earned it and you should be so proud of the effort that you've put in. And you know, you've become a role model to so many people out there to live a better life and to, you know, look after themselves. And again, you know, mate, you should be so, so proud.
Yeah, it's incredibly humbling, and I'm very grateful for, like, you know, sort of Max's challenge and you and Coach Nick and, you know, just all the resources that you made available during the challenge. You know, without you guys there, I'd still be sort of looking what I looked like in my before photo.
And don't be like that. Look, we're just there to guide you, but you put the hard work in, right? Now, Howard, I'd like to start this podcast here with a little bit of an introduction about yourself. So, mate, would you like to tell us a little bit about you, maybe where you're from and what you do for work and who is Howard?
Okay. Well, I'm 52 years old and I live on the Sunshine Coast. I previously used to live up in Townsville for about 14 years. Married with beautiful wife and two adult kids, both studying. And next week, I celebrate my 25th wedding anniversary with my wife, which I'm looking forward to.
Wow, that's beautiful. And, You know, with a new body to boast as well after 25 years.
Yeah.
No, congratulations.
Yeah.
Mate.
So, yeah, also, you know, sort of I work as a civil engineer in a design firm in the Sunshine Coast. And my job's sort of a lot of office work, emails, phone calls, that sort of thing. Sort of, I manage roads and highways, road building projects and things like that. So I'm on the design side. We design them. We prepare the designs. We send them out to contractors to build.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your job. So, you know, you're in an office quite a bit. And
yeah,
for the awards night, you were maybe away for work. Do you travel quite a bit as well with your job?
I have in the past. And, you know, yeah, it depends very much on the types of projects that we got on the go. I sort of had a sort of somewhat difficult meeting with a client up in Townsville that I had to be there over the weekend, and that's why I was up there. Sort of sometimes you have these difficult meetings where you're talking commercials and arguing about what's eligible for payment and what's not. Yeah. And yeah, those were best held face to face. So, you know, as the need requires, I travel.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
Look, Howard, bringing you back to this January challenge, I want to talk a little bit about why you decided to join us in this January challenge. But my first question was this challenge the first challenge that you did with us?
No, I actually did the challenge back in 2014. I was watching Mac back in 2014. I was watching Max's TV. That was on Foxtel. I think it was you had a TV series going at one stage. And the 2013 champion, Glenn Black, was probably my inspiration back then. Just the transformation he was able to achieve. So I did a challenge back in 2014. I got halfway through it, and then I had to go and work out of the Brisbane office for probably 6 weeks. So my training program and exercise program went by the board. I'd seen some results, but I knew I hadn't given it my best shot come the, you know, during the 2014 challenge. Then sort of, you know, I hadn't done too much exercise prior to the start of this challenge. I hadn't set foot inside a gym for 8 years. And yeah, sort of what happened is my son wanted to do the challenge. He's quite into exercise and sort of keeping healthy, and he asked me to do it with him, and I thought it was a perfect opportunity to sort of kickstart myself and get myself back into shape. You know, I looked at in January, I was over 120 kilos. My blood pressure was up, my cholesterol was up, I was fat, overweight, diagnosed with sleep apnea, not sleeping well. So I knew something had to change, and as I say, it was just something that kickstarted me to get it done.
Wow. Can I ask, how much are you weighing these days?
I've picked up 2 kilos since the challenge finished, but there was probably just a couple of celebratory beers with friends and family. I'm currently weighing in at 106.2.
So you started at about 120 plus or minus a few kilos. Then now you're
I was about 122 when I started.
Yeah. And then now 106 plus or minus a couple of kilos, depending on the day. So, you know, close to like 15 kilos loss. That's well over 10%. Man, that's a huge loss over 12 weeks.
Yeah. There's still a bit more to go, but sort of I want to try and get down to the sort of below the 100, and sort of that's probably the next milestone that I've set myself and take it from there.
Yeah. But mate, that's an amazing achievement. You know, weight aside, you know, seeing those improvements in your health, such as your blood pressure coming down, your cholesterol coming down. How has the sleep been? You know, being diagnosed with sleep apnea, has that improved over the time?
Yeah, it has. I mean, you know, I think for me, you know, some of the challenge for me was all about getting healthy again. Mm-hmm. So like you say, and like I put in my sort of closing comments, the blood pressure is normal, cholesterol's back in the normal range, I'm sleeping much better, I'm more focused at work, you know, so just the health benefits just got like a multiplying effect through my life, which is, you know, I'm just blown away by.
Yeah, no.
I'm just so much happier.
Howard, I want to talk a little bit about your son, Kai. Was it Kai? Yeah.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, so you were motivating each other to complete the challenge. What was that like? Were you choosing to eat similar foods? Were you training together? What was it like, father-son duo?
He's probably going to hate me for saying this, but he wasn't as strict about it as what I was.
well, that's why you won, hey?
But he still got good results. Look, it was really, really good. He knows probably a lot more about exercise and training in a gym than what I did. So the first couple of weeks into the challenge, he was fantastic to me. He took me into the gym, took me under his wing, sort of looked at my squat form, looked at my deadlift form, my bench press, all the exercises that I was doing. And, you know, he said to me, don't start heavy, start light, get your form right, and go from there. So that was really good. I was really grateful for him to actually get me there. He probably struggled a little bit with the eating plan. I was able to stick to the eating plan pretty closely, whereas he was tempted by a couple of beers and things like that with his friends during the challenge. And so he wasn't as strict as I was, but it was great. I mean, we kept each other going, and it was like a really special occasion to share it, sort of a father-son bonding time. You know, we had something in common that we could do together.
Yeah, especially like with adult kids. Like, I'm not there yet. I don't have adult kids. My boy is only 8 months old, but I'm excited that day that I can take him into the gym and have that, you know, other bonding experience, because, like, you know, that kind of physical bonding experience, think very like boot campy, you know, maybe like you put your eyes in like a military setting, like, you know, the bonds that you make through like that physical effort is, you know, really strong, right? In the simplest way, it's really strong.
That sort of shared suffering. That's right. The shared sacrifice, you do together.
So, you know, if you're there, like pushing him into like a little bit harder in a set, and you know, you share that like struggle together, then he pushes you a little bit harder, and you know, you go home like, oh, geez, that you know, set of squats was just really tough. That was really good.
Well, I hated doing leg days with him because he can lift much more than me, and he's like really strong, but you know, we do leg days and I'd be crying and sort of, you know, he's stacking the plates on the squat rack and I'm looking, are you really going to squat that? And yeah, you got it done. And I'm like, feeling like I'm falling way short of where you are, mate. But no, he's an animal there.
No, it's so good. So Howard, you're 52 years young and your boy's in his 20s, is it?
Yeah, he's 19.
Yeah.
19, he'll be 20 in June.
Yep. And I think that just highlights that, you know, you could start at any age, right? You know, Howard, 52, and haven't been in a gym for 8 years, and you know, you can get in there now, and you're probably surely lifting the same weights as your boy now and kicking goals, right?
He's kicking my butt.
Yeah. And are you guys still training together now, or trying to train together?
Well, I mean, he hasn't been since the challenge. He's sort of going through quite a busy time at uni now, so he hasn't got as much time for training as what we like. But yeah, we do go down to the gym together in the evenings. But you know, and look for the chances to train together.
Yeah, no, so good. Yeah. Look, Howard, I want to talk a little bit about challenges now, because you know, everybody has their own unique challenges when they're completing the challenge. And the first one I want to touch on is this idea of your job. You mentioned that your job is a bit office based. Maybe it was a little bit at a desk, or maybe you're stuck a little bit sedentary for big parts of the day. And a big part of the challenge is trying to be physically active, let that be going to the gym or trying to identify how many steps we do and trying to, you know, be active. Can you speak a little bit about, you know, work? And did you find that work was a challenge, maybe time related or like sedentary related, or was it a non-issue?
It is an issue. I know, sort of, unfortunately, I'm a fairly senior position, so I do spend long hours at the office. You know, I'm at the office by 8. I'm very seldom home before 6 in the evenings. And most of that time, I'm sitting on my butt answering phones. But And so, you know, there's not a lot of opportunity during the day to actually train. And then also, if I've got to travel for work, you dealt with the challenges of living in hotel rooms for, you know, it's only a night or two at a time, but you don't have access to your regular foods and things like that. But if you plan around it, there are workarounds.
Yeah.
It's just about, you know, the desire to work around it.
I want to speak a little bit about the like home environment. You know, you and your wife, and you've got two adult children. When it came around to things like maybe like dinner time, did you guys find that you were choosing to eat similar foods, or were you having your own, you and Kai maybe having your own meals? Like, what was the, like, you know, home environment like around food?
It was actually pretty good. Look, my wife's a fantastic cook, and she's sort of the center of my universe. She keeps me grounded and things like that. But at meal times, yeah, I was basically, for me, meal prep was really core to it. I had the meal plans which I was following, and it actually made it very easy to plan ahead for me. They would, you know, we have what we call fend for yourself Fridays in our house, which is usually, you know, takeouts. It might be Domino's pizza, GYG, whatever you want, whatever anybody wants. And they were, you know, if they were eating takeouts and things like that, I knew I had my meal preps. I knew what I was supposed to be eating. And I would just do that. But yeah, it got hard at times when, you know, they're eating sort of chips and sort of ice creams and all sorts of things after dinner, and sort of I'm sitting there eating a handful of almonds as a snack.
Yeah, I've definitely been there where you're watching other people eat, you know, something funky and you're like, oh geez, I just want a bite of that. But you know, if you just have that bite, you know, it'll be game over. So
I did find preparation was the key. You know, one of my favorite meals during the challenge was to actually have curried mince, brown rice and vegetables. So I had those on the freezer, and if they were having something that was really, really tempting for me, I'd break that out the freezer, defrost it, cook it, eat it, and then I was satisfied.
That's so good. So you're saying that the big secret here is preparation, the meal prep, and having those foods easily available, such as, you know, maybe pre-prepped in the freezer for you?
Because, I mean, usually what I do is breakfast are easy because I wake, in our house, I wake up, sort of I make breakfast for Tracy and myself. So if it was either oats, yogurt, oats and protein powder, or, you know, omelets, that's generally what I do in the morning. I generally take a salad to work in the day. So just, you know, chop up a salad, either a tin of tuna, or if I'd grilled some chicken breast the night before, chop that up, drop that into the salad, take my apple along for a 10 o'clock snack. That's what I do during the day. And then at night, as I say, I'd come home, and if I knew I was supposed to be eating turkey and vegetables, I had frozen vegetables in the freezer. I just take out 200 grams of frozen veggies, chuck it in the microwave, throw the turkey breast on the barbecue. You know, I'd be cooking chicken breasts or something else for the rest of the family on the barbecue, and that's what it was. And just, you get into the pattern of being prepared. And once you're in that pattern and that habit, it becomes quite simple and easy.
I agree. What is it that proper prior preparation prevents piss poor performance, all the P's, right?
Pretty much. Probably the biggest challenge though was, you know, weekend times, especially when you're socializing with friends and things like that. You know, you'd go across to somebody's house for a barbecue, they having beers, and there's all sorts of snacky stuff beforehand, like crisps and biscuits and dips and things like that. So try to stay away from those. Also, if you know, socializing with friends, I just try to make smart choices when I was there. And not be too anal about, I can only eat 170 grams of protein or meat for this meal and that sort of thing. If there was, you know, food on offer, generally there's salads, there's, you know, there might have been potato bake, maybe I don't have the potato bake, maybe I have a bread roll or something like that, and then try and load up on the salads, look for the, you know, the right meats that they were eating. So, you know, if there's steak, I'd rather have a small piece of steak rather than sort of fat lamb chop and, you know, pork ribs or something like that. So just try and make smart choices when I'm around friends.
Yeah. Oh, no, awesome. So talking about challenges, you know, we spoke a little bit about like that work life, maybe like that home life, the food side of things and like that social life. Any other major challenges that you faced throughout this January challenge?
Probably, for me, the hardest part of the challenge was actually sticking to the meal plan, and particularly in weeks 8 to 12. I'd got into the habit of sort of, you know, eating a reasonable amount of carbohydrates in the actual meal prep. And that last 8 weeks when you're trying to shred, you cut down a little bit on the carbs. And I found that was a bit of a challenge because I'd go to the gym and I wouldn't have the energy that I'd had, you know, 2 weeks ago. And I'm trying to push weights and do things. And that was somewhat discouraging. But I said, look, it's just take it one day at a time, train hard, you know, just do what I've been doing and the results will take care of themselves. So that was probably the other challenge I had is, you know, just the, you get to between week eight and week 12, it starts getting hard because you can sacrifice for 4 weeks, you can sacrifice for 6 weeks. And, you know, you're watching your friends and things like going out for beers, socializing, and, you know, you're looking after yourself, but it's the price you pay.
Yeah. Yeah. Howard, I want to talk a little bit about change. So if you were to jump in that time machine and go back to January before you started the challenge and you were to compare yourself to now, you've spoken a little bit about some things that you've changed, but how has your life changed over these past 12 weeks?
It's been fantastic. Look, I think there's health-wise probably is for me the biggest benefit. Sleeping much better at night, and that's just, you know, filtering through the other aspects of my life. So I'm much more productive, more focused at work. My health has improved out of sight. Like I mentioned, my blood pressure was usually hovering about the 150 over 110 prior to the challenge. I went to the doctor the other day for a checkup. It was 125 over 78, and he was like, yeah, that's pretty good. he did my bloods the last time I had bloods taken. My cholesterol was sort of 5.1. Went to the doctor just for the checkup. The cholesterol was down to sort of 3.5, so back in the normal range. So that for me is sort of more than enough. If I got nothing else out of the challenge, that was it. That's why I did it. You know, so my wife is, I suppose, she worries about me, my health and things like that. We've had close friends and family, you know, guys get into their 50s, they have heart attacks, they have strokes, and she doesn't want to see that happening to me. So, you know, and that's, I owe her that, I suppose, promised to look after myself and be there for her. And change, yeah, sort of, and I suppose you spoke about change. The other thing is self-esteem. Sort of, it's, you know, go to the beach and before, you know, just want to sit under the beach umbrella and not do anything, not swim and that sort of thing. I still keep my SunSafe shirt on now, but at least I'm not embarrassed to walk around in public. You know, I don't feel unsightly and in public. So, you know, I've got a lot more self-esteem as a result.
And that's a huge win, hey?
Yeah.
Howard, I want to keep you accountable on something that you've written in your profile here, where you've spoken about the idea of doing some competitions in the future. Tell me about it. What are you thinking about? What do you want to dabble in?
It sounds a little bit, I don't know, quaint or trite. I don't know what the right word is. But when I started the challenge, if you'd said to me I'd look like that after 12 weeks, I would have said, you're kidding yourself. But I was pleasantly surprised by the transformation that I was able to achieve in 12 weeks. And if I can do that in 12 weeks, the question I put to myself is how much better can you be? You know, so if I keep going and trying hard for, you know, and consistently for the next 6 months, physically, what will I look like? Will I be that cut enough and sort of shredded more shredded that I can actually get up on a town hall bodybuilding stage,
mm-hmm.
One of those low key events, and just put myself out there and you know, benchmark myself against some of my peers. I don't know what the limits are, but I know I haven't reached them yet. I know I've got further to go. For me, ultimately would be the ultimate achievement for me was if I could put myself out on some, you know, train harder, get more defined, put myself out there on a sort of a very low key bodybuilding competition and just see what happens. I mean, who knows? I may fail dismally, but I may succeed. I didn't think I'd succeed at Max's challenge, and look what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Well, mate,
so, this the sky's the limit. And I know I haven't reached my limit. I've got more to offer, and I want to see where that ceiling is for myself. And that's really what I want to carry on doing, and you know, keep going at it.
Well, look, Howard, you just made yourself known to a couple of thousand people here in this podcast, and there's a couple of thousand more on the awards night when we put you on the spot. So no pressure. We're going to get you up on stage. We're going to get you up in a little speedo, flexing the guns and the quads and the abs, all the good things. I reckon you can definitely go there. And I would say that you have all the skills in your pocket right now, having completed the challenge really successfully. You know what to do. It would be now just a matter of building the lifestyle that supports that endeavor to, you know, keep on going. You know, you work as an engineer, you've got a very like scientific mind. You probably know about some structures and systems that you can put into place to take you there. And you know that you just need to continue to train intelligently and be diligent with a nutrition plan. And I reckon, you know, if we aim for a weight target of, let's say, maybe that 90 kilos, right? You know, that's getting quite lean. You know, you would be below 10% body fat at that stage. And getting you up on stage, yeah, man, you would dominate. Especially if you do go into, I say it nicely, in like an age category. So you'd probably be in like a master's division.
Yeah, no offense taken there, but you're 100% right. I mean, I don't want to compete against, you know, the 25 to 30 year olds, you know. Sort of, I'm on the wrong side of 50. I recognize that, but I mean, you know, I'd like to say, in terms of the old in the masters category, yeah, I'd like to get to that stage where I am healthy, and I do look good, you know, compared to the other guys in that category.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we're looking forward to what you could do, because you know, like you said, this is what you were able to do over 12 weeks. Imagine what you could do over 12 months, right? And beyond. And, you know, if you made this a routine and a system, you know, you're 52 years young at the moment. Imagine in 3 years time when you're 55, mate, you'd look like you're in your 20s. You'd be the same age as your boy. And you'd be kicking goals. So I'm excited for you, man. It's exciting.
Yeah, well, like I say, I'm going to keep going. And what I'll do is that first competition that I do, I'll send you a picture and you can post on the Instagram page or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
and
see how we go. Yeah, absolutely. Look, Howard, from here, I want to talk a little bit about advice. So if someone came to you and they were about to start their fitness journey, or maybe they were about to do the challenge themselves, what advice would you give this person?
Probably the first thing I'd do is be honest with yourself, you know. Reflect on where you're at, why you want to change, and decide on what you want to achieve. Like at the start of the challenge, I set myself the initial goal of losing 10 kilos a week. I exceeded that. But if you don't have, if you're not honest with yourself, and sort of, I think you're going to be struggling. You know, you've got to want to achieve something. The other thing that I'd sort of probably advise somebody starting out on a challenge or fitness goal is don't start out too hard and end up burning yourself out in the first 4 weeks. Start slow, lay a good foundation by building good habits, and you know, build on that foundation. When I started out on the challenge, the first 2 weeks in the gym, I focused on getting my form right. When I was doing bicep curls and things like that, I was doing 5 kilo weights. Now, a lot of people probably say, well, I'm not going to go to the gym and lift 5 kilo weights. Quite frankly, I didn't care. I was out there just, you know, doing it for me, not for nobody else. So that's probably what I'd say. Also, it's normal to have low points and temptations in the challenge, but don't give up. What Kai and I sort of encouraged each other with was, you know, any workout is better than no workout. So, you know, you may not have had the best workout or something like that, but, you know, it was better than sitting on the couch at home doing nothing. So, you know, just something is better than nothing. And probably the last bit of advice is don't overcomplicate it and obsess. You know, when did the challenge? You've got 84 days on the challenge. Take it one day at a time, meal by meal and workout by workout. You know, every meal you face with a choice, do I eat properly or do I sort of go off the rails? And if you just make the decision to eat, try and eat properly at every meal, eat the right foods in the right proportions, exercise regularly and consistently, you know, the results take care of themselves.
Wow, Howard, that's really good advice. You know, I really like that whole, you know, be honest with yourself, right? Like, you know, you're really doing it for you, and it's very easy to, you know, make those choices, like you said towards the end, that, you know, at the end of the day, am I going to have a good meal or a poor meal? And if you're being honest with yourself and be like, all right, well, what am I going to do? You could have that poor meal and hide it. No one knows that you had that poor meal. You know, no one knows that you eat that extra biscuit or the, you know, the dip at the barbecue on the weekend. So, you know, being honest with yourself really takes you a long way. And I'll also say that there's nothing wrong with 5 kilo weights. I lift 5 kilos and less weights frequently. And I think I'm doing okay with my physique. So there's nothing wrong with lighter weights. And I would say that if you can make a light load challenging, that's probably the definition of an advanced lifter. So if you know how to make a lightweight difficult, you know, 10 points to you, you got my respect, and there's nothing wrong with the light loads. Howard, I'd like to wrap it up there, my friend. I want to thank you for donating some of your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. And I want to congratulate you on an amazing result. You know, you've shown us that anyone can do it, especially improving your health biomarkers and, you know, inspiring so many people to live a better life. And you should be so proud. And, you know, we at the Challenge, the former Max and Maxine Challenge, now the M Challenge, you know, we're honored to have you as our final Max's grand champion. You should be so, so proud of the effort that you put in and the results that you've achieved.
Thanks, Stephen. I'd just like to say thanks to you and Coach Nick, sort of both of you, the podcasts, the weekly updates that you posted throughout the challenge. I mean, those were absolute gold to me during the challenge. You know, every time I looked forward to it every Monday, just seeing what the week's topic was, looking into that, boring down into it, and sort of learning new, you know, something new on my fitness journey. So thanks very much to you and Coach Nick.
No, thank you. Well, hopefully we'll get to chat with you again in the future, especially as you kind of endeavor on your physique goals and maybe getting you up on stage.
Okay, good on you. Thanks, Steve.